You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
On this week's episode, we're discussing celebrity conspiracy theories. Was Beyoncé actually pregnant? Is Larry Stylinson real? Is Justin Bieber actually a lizard? Is Lord 45? Which celebrity baby is the Antichrist? Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Hi, Corey!
Hello!
What's up?
Oh, you know.
Do I know? What's going on?
Just sitting here. Watching you.
Oh, that must be the dream life.
I've got a good view right now.
Tell the people about that view.
You were very excited about your new polka dot shirt this morning.
I'm wearing polka dots. And Corey was like, I'm pretty sure you own that shirt. I'm pretty sure you own three of those shirts.
You do.
No, I don't. Well, I do, but different color schemes.
I noticed you didn't roll up the sleeves this morning.
Oh my gosh, you caught me slipping. You caught the bay slipping.
I thought you were singing a Fergie song.
Fergie.
You caught me slipping.
Tumbling? Fergblin?
Yep.
Ferblin.
What are we talking about today?
Well, speaking of Fergie.
Okay.
You know what I've heard about her?
What?
So many things. So, which leads me to today's topic, celebrity conspiracy theories.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get into them.
Oh, rhyme ready.
Rhyme ready?
Rhyme ready.
Are you rhyme ready?
No.
Are you going to rap for us today?
No.
Rhyme Ready is my rap name.
Rhyme Ready? How do you spell it?
I don't know.
You literally don't know how to spell rhyme.
R-H-Y-M-E. You have me fergling.
Yes. All of that. So we're talking about celebrity conspiracy theories today.
I just gave a weird sigh, by the way.
Do you...
Do I what?
Do you have any favorites? Do you believe celebrity conspiracy theories?
I am a conspiracy theorist through and or through.
I am too.
You are?
Through too.
Through too. What do you believe, Corey?
All of it.
All of it?
I mean, do you want me to let you – should we just go big or go home?
How big are we talking?
Baby bump big.
Whoa. Get to me. Go to it. Get there.
I knew we were talking about celebrity conspiracy theories, so I picked like my top two, which involved the same person, and I put them on this little list.
Okay. We have a whole list of things we're going to talk about.
I want to talk about Beyoncé.
The biggest celebrity conspiracy theory of late.
Yes. Of late?
Of late. Isn't that an expression? Come for me. Okay. Beyoncé.
There's two.
Give it to me.
Well, the first one is that she's actually Solange's mother.
Is that true?
Have you heard that?
I haven't heard it.
Are you serious?
No.
The rumor is that Beyoncé was not actually born in 81. She was actually born in, like, the 70s.
I kind of believe that.
Very Foxy Cleopatra.
No, you know what I believe?
Okay. No, I don't. Tell me.
I actually think that there is some validity to this because celebrities fake their birthdays and birth dates all the time.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's Wikipedia.
Yeah. There's a debate over whether she was born in like 69 or 70.
Well, if you go to her Wikipedia, it says under her picture, you look at born, it says March 27th. 1969 or March 27th, 1970. Some sources differ.
Yeah, well, she's the source.
She's like spending her days updating her own Wikipedia.
I said that was her marketing for the elusive Chanteuse.
That makes her very elusive.
To be like, I'm so elusive, my birthday's not even on my Wikipedia page.
Okay, well, with that in mind, maybe Beyonce was born in the 50s.
So the 70s.
The 30s.
Probably the 30s.
I can't believe she was a flapper.
Oh, she would be a...
Oh!
Wasn't she a flapper in one of her videos? Get me bodied, I think.
Probably.
Anyways, so...
So she was born in the whatevers, and then she birthed Solange.
So the rumor is she was actually born in, like, 74. Solange was born in 86, so she could have had her when she was 12, and her parents didn't want to deal with, like, a teen pregnancy, so they covered it up and said Solange was Tina's. Ooh. Tina Knowles.
We don't have to clarify who Tina is.
And
okay, I feel like... With each conspiracy theory, we should have a verdict. Both of us should go back and forth.
Okay.
Is this a rumor or a trumor?
I think this is a trumor.
Wow.
I am sold on Beyonce being Solange's mother. They're not really sisters, which makes Solange's son Beyonce's grandson.
I believe it.
And Blue Ivy is that boy's aunt.
Wait, Beyonce's son?
No, Solange has a son.
Solange has a son?
Beyonce is the grandmother.
I can't keep track of that family.
Would you like Beyonce to be your grandmother?
Always. In fact, yes. I would.
Yeah.
And the new conspiracy theory is she is my grandmother.
So I'm blogging that right now. I'm blogging that right now. Do you think it's true?
I'm going to have to go with that's a trumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, just look at the evidence. Look at... also, like, what about Solange beating up Jay-Z?
Oh, in the elevator?
Yeah.
Do you mean, like, I think it happened because
she beat up her dad then?
Stepdad, which makes way more sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Daddy Issues. Her next album.
Stepdaddy Issues.
Stepdaddy Issues.
Her last album was Daddy Issues.
Was it called that?
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
That's Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, I was about to say. Good song, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But are you saying you think that the fight in the elevator was staged?
No, I'm saying she beat up her stepdad?
I think that's what you're saying.
I've never beat up my stepdad.
Speaking of baby bumps, speaking of daddies,
yeah.
Do you think Beyonce was pregnant with Jay-Z's baby? Like, actually pregnant.
Okay, so you know that interview where she's sitting down and then her like body flops?
We've all seen the footage, the evidence.
The evidence.
Yeah.
I don't think she was pregnant.
I don't either.
Sorry.
I don't.
Sorrels.
I saw the like stomach collapse as she sat.
Yeah.
If that actually happened, well, I want to know how to make that happen every time.
If that actually happened, Blue Ivy would not look normal. Something would have happened in that womb. If her body had flopped that way, then Blue Ivy, God bless,
yeah,
looks great.
Yeah. But
she's never looked better.
You're saying if her stomach actually did that weird collapse every time she sat down.
And it was a real baby in there.
Yeah.
I would question the skeletal structure of Blue Ivy.
I think you wouldn't be the only one.
I think a lot of people question Blue Ivy's skeleton.
Yeah. Is it real? That's the next one.
Isn't it weird to think that we all have skeletons inside of us?
No, that's not.
I think about that sometimes. I'm like, I'm a bag with bones controlling the bag. You don't think that?
You're a bag of bones.
Or think about this. You are... Like, there's a skeleton in you.
Yeah.
And it's trying to get out.
Is it trying to get out?
Mine is.
Through your mouth?
Or something. I don't know. Aren't you afraid of your belly button unraveling?
Never.
I am.
Is that your conspiracy theory? That all of our belly buttons are just going to unravel at
Okay. Back on topic. Was Beyonce ever pregnant? Trumor or rumor that she faked her pregnancy?
It's a trumor.
That she faked?
Yeah.
You think it's true?
There is no way she had a baby in her.
That skeleton.
Other than Solange. She's only had one skeleton in her, and it was Solange.
In her own!
Yes.
I was like, you went through like 10 stages of thinking through that.
I was like, Beyonce gave birth to herself? She is the queen bee.
That is the new celebrity conspiracy theory.
Are there any celebrity conspiracy theories that you really want to talk about?
Wait, remember when everyone was like, Gaga has a penis?
Oh, I do.
But then she was like,
they call it her little monster.
Stop that. They call it her happy little pill.
That too.
I'm going to have to go with this is a rumor. I don't believe. I have nothing to even say about it. I think there was one performance where they had like an angle where there was like a little bit of like a dot in the picture. And they were like, look, it's her dick.
Was she wearing a meat dress?
No. I don't know what. No, she was. It was very poker face era.
Oh.
Meat dress was Born This Way era.
Get with the times.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. So that's you're just rumor.
That is a rumor.
It's a rumor. I mean, I can agree with that. It's probably a rumor. I need more hard hitting evidence.
I want to see dick.
I want to see it.
If you're going to say she's got a dick, I want to see it.
If she had one, I think she would have shown us by now.
But you know what? Let her live her dream.
Yeah, either way.
If she's got one, great. If she doesn't, great. But that's not our business.
She's saving it for Art Pop 2.
Oh, my God. Cheek to cheek. It's, like, tucked in cheek to cheek.
Whoa.
Okay, my favorite celebrity conspiracy theory is that Lord is 45. I think she is. Lord, if you're listening, can you call in?
Can we see your birth certificate?
Do they do that in New Zealand?
Is that where she's from?
Yeah.
Well,
I read that New Zealand isn't even a part of a continent.
What a continent?
Continent.
Oh, is it?
You
it
know how there's like
part of Asia.
Name all seven continents. Go.
Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North America, South America, Africa.
Wait, how many continents are there?
Seven. I think I did name them all.
Okay, well,
you couldn't have done
that. I could not have done that. And then
New Zealand.
Well, but it's not a continent.
Well, so she's been over there for 45 years.
She?
Trying to figure out if it's a continent or not.
She's actually the mayor of New Zealand. She has been the mayor for 45 years. And then they decided, you know what?
Let's drop an album. Yeah. I could be very on board with her being 45.
It is true that she's 45. Actual true.
I was like,
I'm going to say, yeah, trumor.
She's teaming up with Taylor Swift to drop her next single. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 45.
Yep.
And
yep,
flirty.
Yep. Speaking of Taylor Swift, another conspiracy theory.
Oh, there is one about Taylor.
Kanye and Taylor Swift, you know, the whole VMA debacle.
Oh, it was 2008, I think.
Oh my gosh, I was 7.
I was 17.
Lord was 43. there's a conspiracy going around that was an inside job.
I didn't believe this until I did my research, and they had like
what research did you do?
They had
a couple Bing searches.
I don't Bing. You know that about me.
I don't know that about you.
I heard they had the same like publicist or agent at the same time.
They have the same agent at the time.
Well, then obviously it was staged.
I don't know.
She was really trying to like build up her like acting resume so that she could be in that New Year's Eve movie.
Yes. And Kanye, what was he doing?
He needed the press.
He needed that press.
I don't know what he was doing. He was drinking.
He been drinking. I think this is a rumor. I think that it was actually real.
I mean, they both wrote songs about it, which is awfully convenient.
Well, yeah. Of course Taylor's going to write a song about it. She trips on the sidewalk, writes a song about it.
She's writing a song right now.
She's writing a song right now about being talked about on Psychobabble. God bless.
I wish she would.
You know what? I have a thing to say about Taylor Swift.
Go.
I'm going to go.
The microphone is yours.
I like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And I have for years. But I feel like Taylor Swift fans are very defensive of her. Like, you know what? I joke about anybody that I like. I joke about Gaga.
You joke about me?
I joke about you. But I actually hate you.
Oh.
If I hate somebody, I don't even talk about them. I don't give them that promo. But, like, I feel like Taylor Swift fans are like, you made fun of her once. You hate her. How dare you?
When did you make fun of her?
I think I made fun. Like, I think I tweeted once that, like, about.
You weren't feeling 22.
There was a rumor about her being single.
Okay.
And I said, that's impossible. It's been 48 hours since she broke up with Harry. She has a new boyfriend by now.
Oh.
Which is a hilarious joke at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
At the time.
You were one of the very first to make fun of her dating.
No, I mean, well, here's the thing. You know what? Get a sense of humor.
especially as a Gaga fan, I have to have a sense of humor.
I think so.
And so I just encourage all fandoms to have a sense of humor.
You have to have a funny bone.
Do you have a funny bone?
In your skeletal system.
My funny bone has been trying to get out of me for years.
I know.
Do you have a funny bone about Katie?
Yeah.
Do you have a sense of humor about her?
Yes.
You have to.
You have to. Otherwise,
and they have to have a sense of humor about themselves.
They're all in on the joke.
Taylor Swift, she totally has a sense of humor because did you see, you know that Tumblr post that's like, look at this girl, it's Becky or whatever. You
know, I
that
didn't whole know situation? It until she wore the t-shirt.
And then she wore a t-shirt that you all at home know what we're talking about. But I'm not going to explain it. But she, yeah, she totally has a sense of humor
She's
about herself.
She's in on the joke.
She's in on the joke. You have to be. Speaking of Kanye, what do you think about the rumor that
Baby
Northwest is actually the Antichrist?
I believe.
Well, I've seen it firsthand. Her devil work.
Oh. Is she even old enough to color?
Yes.
Red is her favorite crayon.
Yeah, red rum or whatever.
Murder.
That's murder backwards.
Murder.
Murder.
Murder. So, Baby Northwest, if you add up her birthday,
mm-hmm.
it equals 666.
Well, the proof is in the pudding, y'all.
I think so.
As my grandma once said.
Well, and you know Kim scheduled that, like, C-section or whatever. That's what they do.
With an Antichrist? Because you do not want that coming out of your, like, hoo-ha.
No.
Hoo-ha. That was like a chant.
Because
for a second I was like, can I say vagina? But, yeah, I can say vagina.
Thanks for the explicit warning that you've gotten us on
Hoo-ha.
This. Hoo-ha.
You do not – well, if you are pregnant with the Antichrist, this is a little pro-life tip.
Mm-hmm.
Do not have a natural birth.
No.
Studies have shown that will fuck you up.
Yeah. That's definitely a skeleton trying to get out of
that
something.
That is the definition of a skeleton trying to come out of
you. I'm looking at the notes here, and it says if you add up a baby's birthday you get 666.
Yeah. Explain. So the 666 is in – red font.
Blood. Oh, red. Just red?
Followed by 8 exclamation marks. Corey, what is your... And then the next line, read it aloud, all caps.
The Antichrist has risen.
Why? What are your notes? What's your process for taking notes for Psychobabble?
I wanted to put a color in there so that you would have a chance to describe the color of the sixes to the people at home.
Well, let me just tell you. It is Northwest Antichrist red.
Which is also her favorite crayon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder.
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 Well, would you ever be murdered by Northwest?
If there's a way to go, I want to be murdered by Northwest.
Yeah. I mean, I would put that on your tombstone.
Thank you.
Pizza.
What would you put on your tombstone?
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's like
mushroom. I know. I'd put mushroom because then I know you would stay away.
That's true.
I know.
That's true. You know how they say your taste buds change every
7 years?
Every 7 years?
Maybe. Lord's had hers change 8 times.
Same with Beyonce. Maybe that's like, I'm trying to think of what that could be. Like your skeleton
grows?
Is like trying to find a new way out.
A new way out.
And year seven, maybe it's like.
Year seven, it's the belly button.
Oh my God. I guess my biggest fear. Okay, I have two biggest fears. Number one, not knowing how to pronounce a name while I'm interviewing that celebrity on a red carpet.
Okay.
Being like, hi, Taylor
Northwest.
Swift. Because, like, every Taylor. Knowledge. Yeah, every knowledge of how to pronounce a celebrity's name leaves my brain as soon as they approach me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how simple their name is. And then my other fear is my skeleton escaping my body through my belly button.
I think that'd be kind of cool, though.
Okay, well, great.
Then you'd be like a puddle of flesh. How would you get around
this? I already feel like a puddle of flesh. I need to work out today.
You feel like Beyonce's baby bump when she sits.
I do.
Oh, God. Wait, so do you think Trumor or Rumor, let's put Northwest to bed?
I would. I would put her to bed because she is the Antichrist. It's a Trumor.
Trumor.
No offense, Northwest. I know you're listening. Can I tell you something? She reached out to me recently.
On Twitter?
Northwest, yes.
Does she have a Twitter?
Oh, yes. I don't know, actually. Her skeleton does. Are we allowed to talk about a celebrity baby like this?
I think so.
Because, you know what?
If it's the Antichrist.
Okay. Kanye, Kim, you know I love you. They know that about me.
Yes.
But I will say, Northwest reached out to us.
Yes. She wanted to be on Psycho
She wanted
Bubble.
To be on Psycho Bubble. We said no Antichrists, which is also why we couldn't have who?
Lord.
And also why we couldn't have who?
You're like making me throw people
yeah,
under
yeah.
the bus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's also why we couldn't have Queen Jackie back.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
found
yeah.
out about She's, her.
Yeah, and that's actually how I found this the pro tip about birthing Antichrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you, are you, what? You know, speaking of magic, I heard J.K. Rowling doesn't exist. Thoughts?
That's actually true. I can confirm.
She just doesn't exist.
Yeah, she is a... You know how they were like, oh, she wrote all of Harry Potter on a napkin.
What?
That's what they say.
Maybe a roll of, like, paper towel.
She wrote the first chapter on, yeah, on, like, Starbucks napkins.
So she steals from Starbucks.
How can you steal if you're not even real?
Good question.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this makes sense as to why, like, now I'm tying up all the loose ends.
Tie them up. What's up?
Yeah, she doesn't exist. Well, who wrote the books?
Oh, who didn't write the books? Maybe that's what you can think about today, Corey.
Oh, my gosh. I'm spending the rest of the afternoon wondering, who wrote Harry Potter?
Okay, well, I have another celebrity conspiracy.
I'm into it.
I heard, word on the street, is that Megan Fox has been replaced by a clone twice.
A clone?
A clone.
So she, like, died and they replaced her?
I guess. And you know what? If I were to clone Megan Fox...
Yeah, I'd get rid of the first one.
The first what? Oh, the first Megan Fox?
The original.
I don't have any issues with Megan.
Okay.
We go way, way back.
I just mean because it'd be more fun to have a friend that was a clone.
If you're cloning someone, would you fix their imperfections for the new version? Or would you remain like all the like...
I think to be a true clone, they've got to be identical.
Mm. Well, I would fix her thumb. Have you seen her thumb?
Oh, she's got those baby thumbs.
Or just one.
Just one?
Or maybe two.
Are
I don't
you
know.
Starting a new conspiracy theory?
She only has one baby thumb.
What's it for?
Sawyer has a baby thumb.
And he does?
Yeah.
Just one?
Just one.
I didn't think you could have just one.
Look at Sawyer's hands.
That should be the conspiracy, is that people with just of those one thumbs, they're up to something. What do you think they're up to?
Oh, what aren't they up to? They are undercover...
Doing what?
Ring models for strange rings?
For thumb rings.
Thumb rings.
Oh, yeah. I think that's how...
Did you know there's thumb war competitions?
I've been to one.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I'm the reigning champ.
No, you're not. That's a rumor. That's a rumor.
You're thinking about it, though.
That's a rumor.
You're like, has he been alone long enough in the last month to go to a thumb wrestling competition?
You have been. That's what scares me.
I was there this weekend.
So we have a list of people that are in the Illuminati. Let's just run through.
Okay, do you want to talk about Kesha first?
No.
I do, because it said Kesha was an Illuminati because she once drank her own pee.
Oh, well, who hasn't?
I was like, call me an Illuminati.
Yeah,
man.
Like, let's make a club. Gargle, gargle. Hashtag gargle, gargle.
Hoo-ha.
If you're listening, give us the hashtag gargle gargle.
Gargle gargle. Because Kesha drank her
because,
own pee?
Yeah. And actually, Kesha, did you drink your own pee?
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you're allowed to drink your pee how many times before you die?
45.
Is that true? Lord, every year. Wait, I want to Google it.
I think you can do it 7 times. The same amount of times as every year as your taste buds change.
Okay, well... I've Googled how many times in the Google is filling out the rest of my search with how many times can you drink your own urine before it becomes toxic? So they know that this is a common search. Oh, the picture is so rancid. No. I'm going to show you the picture, Corey, and explain to the people at home what's going on in it.
Oh, my. Well, oh, it's just a baby giraffe drinking its mama's pee.
No, that's its own pee.
No. I think that's a baby drinking its mama's pee.
Well, the caption doesn't clarify what is actually going on. The caption is just, this is probably not okay.
Well, a giraffe definitely could drink its own pee. So Google tells me you can drink urine 1 to 2 times in an extreme emergency situation. But remember, urine is how you pass waste through your body. So, like...
So it does the actual answer say, so comma, like, so comma. Like,
and then mine has...
Wait, so, like, what? So, like, is it just, so, like, dot, 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 like...
So, like, dot, 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 1 to 2 times.
So, like, girl, don't do that.
I wonder, like, 1 to 2 times, and what's the, like, hour period? 48 hours?
I don't know. How thirsty are you?
I don't know, but mine came up with a picture of an elephant peeing.
Hashtag gargle, gargle.
So who else do you think is Illuminati?
Oh. Justin Bieber.
Oh, is he? I heard he was a lizard man.
That's true. That is actually true. I don't... Did you see Believe?
No.
Okay, well, see Believe and then you'll believe. That's all I'm saying.
Is that a movie?
Maybe. That was my mating call just now.
Were you trying to call a lizard person?
Yeah, Believe, the movie. Came out Christmas Day. I was the only one in the theater.
No.
Yeah, for a real while.
So you believe.
I believed.
You were there trying to look for hard-hitting evidence.
Believe.
Is that how it goes?
Believe.
Is that the one where the, like, you always try to sell me on some Justin Bieber song and you're like, just wait till the chorus.
Oh, my God. When the
gospel,
you know what I'm talking about.
No,
what's that one called? Thought of You.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I once.
With the thought of you. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I think.
I'm just here to do my weekly Justin Bieber promo.
So Bieber's an Illuminati.
Yeah, and I'm a believer of that.
Yeah. Emma Watson?
She is a skeleton trying to come out of her own body.
And being an Illuminati.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
She's a skeleton trying to come out of her own body so it can be an Illuminati.
She is, you know what? She may be an Illuminati, but she's a feminist. So I, you know what? If there's one type of Illuminati that I can handle.
Feminist.
It's
ones.
A feminist one. I approve.
Are we supposed to hate Illuminati? I don't know a lot about them.
Not publicly. They'll come for you.
Oh, well, we should take
things,
back.
Wait, let's explain what the Illuminati is.
Okay.
They love triangles.
That's what I down ones.
Yeah, I found that online.
Pyramids.
Yes.
Yeah, I see a lot
and
of
also
the, like,
eyeballs.
It's their third eye.
Oh.
They usually keep it hidden, never look directly at it.
It's like the sun.
It's like the Cyclops eye.
Or like my pores. Don't look directly at them.
Your freckles?
Yeah. Oh my God. Who else is in the Illuminati?
Celine Dion.
Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
So is Celine Dion? Well, you know she can shoot lightning.
She's a Canadian Illuminati.
Which is a more friendly Illuminati, but still part of the club.
Neighbors to the north. That's what they call them.
America's Top Hat.
Who's your favorite Canadian?
Oh, my God. Shania Twain.
You know that's not her real name.
How did you know I was going to say Shania Twain?
Because I, A, know you, and B, like Shania Twain.
What is her real name?
Cheyenne something. It's very Native American.
Okay.
Google it.
I would rather Bing it.
Why are you giving Bing?
I don't know.
Promo?
Bing, if you're listening, not Chandler Bing, but Bing.
Chanandler Bing.
Chanandler Bong. What are we talking about?
Shania Twain. Oh, I was lying. Her name's not Cheyenne.
So you're basically a liar.
This says her name's Eileen Regina Edwards.
Wow, I'm glad she went to Shania Twain.
And she spells Eileen the way your mom spells names.
Spell it out. What is it?
E-I-L-L-E-E-N.
Alan.
Alan. Exactly. Nailed it.
So she is my favorite Canadian Illuminati.
Shania?
Yeah.
I don't know if she is one. I've never seen her wearing triangles.
You know she doesn't get invited to many things.
Yeah.
So she probably didn't get invited to Illuminati.
Man.
Man.
She feels like an Illuminati. Speaking of Illuminati.
Yeah.
I heard Miley is an Illuminati.
Yeah.
I also heard that Miley Cyrus is a puppet of the Obama administration.
True.
You know, Michelle.
Actually, no, I can't speak to that.
Michelle and Barack have sworn you to secrecy.
I can neither confirm or deny.
Whoa. Well, you know, the lead singer of Korn came up with this conspiracy theory.
Actually?
Yeah.
What? That's Korn not, with a K.
That's not a conspiracy within a conspiracy.
That's an actual truth of truth.
Yeah. Oh my God, this article says that he's a Hot Topic musician.
What does that mean?
Like, he shops at Hot Topic.
Stop it. Slow down.
I won't.
I hope that's never a conspiracy about me.
But
he's a Hot Topic YouTuber.
I think there's nothing wrong with shopping there, is there?
No, Corey. There's not.
I have bought things from there.
I actually have bought things from there. I once bought a Power Rangers track jacket from there, and it was very cute.
What ranger?
What do you think?
Oh, Billy, Blue Ranger, Billy,
Obvi,
Billy.
Now, Oh, my God. Well, I just pulled up Illuminati, and I'm seeing there's proof that Beyonce is in the Illuminati because her cleavage kind of divots in a way that looks like a triangle.
An upside-down triangle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, thus...
She's an Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Trumer.
Do you have any triangles on your body?
I'm not allowed to speak of that. Are you trying to, like, check me out?
No, Corey. Ew. Musicals.
Whoa.
Musicals the musicals. Okay, so another conspiracy theory that I feel like we should talk about, but I'm a little afraid.
Let's hear it.
Is Larry Stylinson real?
Whoa.
This is like... Okay, so a lot of these, like, it's... Like, obvious Justin Bieber's a lizard, but, like, this is a thing that people actually debate.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of afraid to take a stance.
I'm not coming forward to say whether I think it's a rumor or a trumor.
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I don't know. My stance is a very firm... Love is love.
Love is patient.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
And it ain't nobody's business.
And it ain't nobody's business. If they want to be in love, that's fine. If they don't want to be in love, that's fine. If they don't want to be public about it, that's fine. Either way. So what do you guys think? Is Larry real?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to know. What? Yeah, yeah. Because there are some, like, diehard Larry shippers. And they believe. They look at everything.
They Justin
proof.
Bieber believe.
They Justin Bieber believe. What do you think? Tweet us.
So a lot of these conspiracy theories at the end of them say, wake up, America, right at the end.
Yeah. So like, if you're listening this far, tweet us with the hashtag, wake up, America.
I thought they were hashtagging gargle, gargle.
Well, that was like a midway through hashtag.
They can do both.
Yes.
It is time to wake up, America.
Yeah. All caps, wake up, America, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not the number two.
If you could do it in a red font, I would love that.
I mean, obvi, snobvi.
A Northwest... Antichrist red.
Yeah, I just want to make a little public announcement. If we talked about your faves in this episode, we're just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Some people are not daring enough to, like...
Go there.
Ask if Northwest is the Antichrist. We here at Psychobabble,
I was going to say, if we talked about your fave and you're upset, let your funny bone out of your skeleton.
Yeah.
Out of your body.
Pull it out! Pull it out!
And with that,
thanks for listening. Corey, where can they find you?
Online.
Okay, cool.
At Corey Cool.
Online. You can find me at Tyler Oakley all over.
All over the world.
All over the world. And if you guys haven't already, be sure to like the Psychobabble Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Psychobabble Podcast. It's the easiest way to be part of this Psychobabble little community. I feel like we've got a little family going on here, and I want you guys to be a part of it. So the easiest and quickest way to find other people in the Psychobabble little family is to go like that on Facebook. And if you do like it, there's going to be ways for you to be a part of upcoming episodes and exclusive stuff just for you guys. So be sure to go like it on Facebook. It's very simple. Thanks for listening. What should they do if they haven't subscribed already, Corey?
They should go back in time 5 weeks and subscribe from week one.
Truly, where have you been?
I don't know.
Yeah. So go subscribe. It's the quickest little click of a button.
Just a click.
And it costs nothing.
$0, you say?
$0. It's the cheapest form of entertainment you could ever discover.
Mm.
And we're here every Tuesday.
And
so,
that's...
like,
not a conspiracy theory. That's
a trumor.
A trumor.
Also, if you're listening and you've already subscribed, I feel like, you know what? I would love if you did.
What? Like, are you talking
I
to
would
me?
Love if they gave us a little rating on iTunes. That helps us out so much, and a little bit of love goes a long way. And leave us a review. Tell us what you think. What do you think? What do you think?
What do you think? I'm drinking my water. That's why I wasn't talking.
Cool. What a thing to think. Okay, so yeah, leave us a rating and leave us a little review, and I'm going to be reading them. So thanks, y'all.
Farewell.
Bye.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.